In the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna explains how every living entity is put in a certain type of field of action depending on his previous karma. So he is destined to be born in a certain type of field. For example, somebody is doing some saloon business. He is born in a field where day in and day out he is seeing the hairs being cut and thrown into the dustbin. And he knows different type of blades, different type of scissors, different type of lotions. And his world is a small world. Small world of shaving hairs. And he doesn't know anything beyond it. Similarly, every living entity is born in a certain type of field, is destined to be born in a certain type of field. But the beauty is that the living entity has the free will or the free choice to pull himself out of a certain type of field and put himself in another type of field. That free choice is in individual's hands. Just like, for example, your individual living entity has a choice to go to a beer bar or go to a temple. He has a free choice. But after one pulls out oneself from one type of association and puts in another type of association, then subsequently one will also be subjecting oneself to the type of association in which one is putting oneself. The word is used, karanam guna sango asya asat yoni janmasu. So guna sanga means what type of mode are we associating ourselves with. Depending on that, we will get a sadyoni or a asadyoni in the next life. You will get auspicious birth or inauspicious birth. So just like we can put ourselves physically in some type of association, just like right now we are in a good association physically, in a company of people who are all aiming at liberation and going back to Godhead. Sincere souls who are trying to commit themselves to a very noble cause. In the same manner, mentally also, we can post ourselves in a certain type of association which will be elevating us in our quality of chanting. For example, earlier we were in materialistic circle, we were getting degraded. Then we pulled ourselves out of that and we have posted ourselves in spiritual association. So now we have become more protected and safe. But this is not all. Even after coming into the company of devotees, there are many people who drag along in spiritual life, or coast along as we call it, without making much tangible progress, because they are physically present in the company of devotees, but they have not posted themselves mentally in a very high quality atmosphere where they can be very fastly elevated in Krishna consciousness. How is it? Prabhupada explains, inability to chant the holy name attentively is a sort of diseased state, Prabhupada explains. And even after 10, 15, 20, 30 years, one can again have the same old disease repeating again and again if one does not consciously make an effort to make an improvement in this particular aspect of quality of chanting. So how we can post ourselves mentally in good association? For example, you know, Satyananda Swami has given 7 tips. He says 7 famous tips, which are very simple tips. One of them is, he says, always see right from the morning you get up until you go to bed in the night, all day. How do you, where are you, where is your mind? Ask yourself the question. One may be a devotee, one may be chanting 16 rounds and following 4 regs and all that. But every day, regularly, he says, hear at least 1 Prabhupada lecture. And while you are in the Bhakta Sangha, observe your mind in Bhakta Sangha. Don't allow it to be distracted by other things. Like there are some 7 tips he gives. So quite often our life, our spiritual life is very unregulated, because we really, many times we don't have a direction. Clearly we don't know. I'll tell you a simple example. So you want to read some Prabhupada books, but you don't know which book to read. So many times you take whatever book comes to hand. You read and throw, read and throw, read and throw. Similarly, many times you don't know which lectures to hear. So hear one lecture here and another lecture there, and then you don't make notes. And then you don't remember many points. You don't churn the points in your mind. You don't repeat to others. You don't preach about it. In this way, your hearing is poorly done. It's like taking a photographic camera and not focusing on the person you want to click. Say, if you want to click a photo of people, you know, I should take my photo and focus on him. If I am looking somewhere, if I am keeping a photo like them clicking, you know, only I'll click the ceiling. Huh? Isn't it? So we don't do activities very sharply, very properly. Huh? Any activity you do, that is why it is a lion in the forest. Even a small activity he does, he will do it meticulously. With full attention, awareness and absorption, these three things. That is called concentration. Concentration means you need all these three. First you need to pay attention. First of all, awareness. After the awareness comes attention and then absorption. Similarly, whether if it is hearing, first identify the zone, you know, which you want to hear. These are the lectures that have greatly touched my heart. I want to know more about this. First of all, mark. In those days I used to do that. Take 10 lectures, keep with you. These 10 lectures, I'll hear it in this 1 week. Take a project for yourself. And then keep hearing them very nicely. Make some points, notes, while going, coming, contemplate, tell other people. I'm just telling one example. In the same manner, reading of Prabhupada books, the quality of our association. Association doesn't come simply by going to a class and sitting there. What we hear, how we attentively we hear, how much are we affected by it. So, in this way, mentally we can post ourselves in a type of association and atmosphere where we can evaluate ourselves very fastly. So in the Japa Reform notebook he says, just as a materialist does not know the importance of human form of life, how rare it is. Similarly, devotees do not know the importance of chanting the holy names attentively. He says in the same manner. Yes, we know that the human life is important. That is why we are practicing this. But merely connected to a spiritual organization by having an affiliation will not ensure you going back to Godhead. As of course, we have to be within a spiritual organization in the Sangha of devotees. But how are we able to take advantage and utilize that Sangha very nicely and improve our inner consciousness? That will what will count. So I found that in my life also and others' life also, many times I find if devotees get a particular type of guidance, it's possible for them to focus every minute, right from the morning to night, you dwell and think about it, how you are spending your time, where you are wasting your time, how much conscious you are. See, remembering Krishna is a very far-fetched thing for us. That is not possible to be done immediately. But something possible is what? What are the things with which I am doing sangha? Karanam guna sangosya, he says. What is, with what modes am I associating? At every moment, right from the morning to night. So, you know, recently in my office there were practically, you know, 300 to 500 books were there. I asked myself, am I going to read all this in my lifetime? I don't have time at all. Then I took out and gave out all the books to BRR. I am only keeping selected books. These are the books I am going to read in the coming years, in the next 10 or 20 years. And these are the lectures I am going to hear. And these are the activities I will do. I am here, I am not able to do these activities, I will do these things. And these are activities I am doing, I will not do it. Like we have thrown away our mobiles now. You know. So one by one we are trying to find out how we can improve the quality of our life. From morning, the time we get up, and the night we go to sleep. How we can make our improvement in the quality. So small improvement in quality of your life will lead to large scale advancement in the future, you will see. Make one small change, like one small change we made, you know, throw away the mobiles. That one small change you can ask our devotees, how much it has changed their consciousness. In this way, this is something within our reach. Seeing Krishna is not in our reach. But this kind of small improvements. So in the 13th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, everyone is born of a certain type of mood, in a certain type of field. And that field is almost rigid. You are as if when you're tied by ropes, hands and legs, you just cannot move. Why? The habit is such a deep thing. Changing habit is very difficult. Like you enter into the bathroom every day, you brush your teeth in a certain way, you take bath in a certain way, you put towel in the same place every day. See, our habits are, we are like a robo. Body functions exactly like a robo. Habits are so deeply ingrained in our system, but the habits are not impossible to change. First we have to know that I have these habits, and we have to know what are better habits, and one has to take a leap from here to there by mercy. One has to beg for the mercy of Vaishnavas, and one can make a change. And in my personal spiritual life also, I found when I read the books on the holy name, or when I read certain sections of Bhagavatam, it made a big difference to consciousness, which I was never aware of before. So first step is to become aware of Krishna consciousness, as given in Srila Prabhupada's books very nicely. And then we have subject for contemplation. So our mind is always clouded by focus on some object. You focus on a material object, mind will oscillate more. Focus on spiritual object, mind will become calm. So the choice is ours. You focus on Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and keep on hear Prabhupada's lectures, hear Maharaj's lectures, keep on contemplating. Cloud your consciousness with spiritual vibration. And you will see that mind becomes calmer and calmer and calmer. And you can also benefit other people when you give the same to others. And you don't take in this kind of, if you don't cloud your consciousness with spiritual sound vibration, what happens? Then that is automatically replaced by material sound vibration. You talk about food, you talk about sleep, you talk about this, so many material subject matter comes and occupies your mind. Then mind oscillates. Then choka, moha, bhaya, everything sets in. There is lamentation of the past, illusion of the present, fear of the future. Then we become vulnerable and weak-hearted, and we also make many others vulnerable and weak-hearted, and we are dragging along. We don't make much progress in Krishna consciousness. And then we blame that the process doesn't work. And we, many people ask, how can I balance my material life and spiritual life? And these questions keep coming every time. That is because our mind is oscillating. We are distracted. We are not sharp in our focus. We are somewhere, keeping the camera somewhere else. We are not focused. So if you become focused, so this is one secret I recently evaluated in my own personal life. I found, if we pull ourselves out of material cloud and enter into spiritual cloud, mind will become calm. That is a secret. You have to put yourself in one of the two clouds, either in material cloud or spiritual. Cloud means consciousness. And what is material cloud, spiritual cloud? Spiritual cloud means, hearing, chanting. It's a secret. Regularly hearing good spiritual subject that enters into your ears and heart, hear it nicely, repeat it to other people, and keep your consciousness submerged in that, and then do the services. Like it is said, hath me kaam, hu me naam. You're chanting the holy name and you're doing work also. So we have to do all of our services, preaching, propagating, everything, along with our consciousness completely focused on hearing and chanting. Then only we can do well. Otherwise, there are many devotees who think, morning if I finish my 16 rounds, finished. Throw the bead bag away, and all day, there are so many materialistic things that completely drag them in all directions. Impossible to make any improvement in our quality of consciousness. So that is why I think Krishna says in this verse, yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tijatyante kalevaram tam tam evaidikaunte sadatat bhavavita. That's where it is, a very top, first class verse it is. Whatever smaran bhav that you are absorbing yourself in throughout the day, that is going to affect the quality of your consciousness and subsequent improvement or degradation. So this 13th chapter explanation of Kshetra and Kshetrajna, it is very meaningful, very deep. Sometimes you can read it and understand that, we all are born of a certain mode, and rigidly we are stationed in a body with a certain type of mindset, a certain type of surroundings, which are almost impossible to change. But by attentively hearing and getting an awakening, it is possible for us to change and improve. And that change can come only from you. Nobody can do it for you. You as an individual has to realize it, and you should want to improve yourself. And ask yourself, in the last 2 years, what all improvements I brought in my life. How has my spiritual life changed? Nobody may say, I am chanting every day 16 rounds. You know, I am following four eggs, I am doing this. What great things have we done? You know, we have to ask whether I have made some plans to improve myself, whether I have understood my weaknesses. Then only there is some possibility of change. Similarly, chanting also. Every day we are chanting. Recently, Satyananda Swami, Giriraj Swami, and like that about 7-8 sannyasis came together abroad in one place. One full day, what they did, you know, they would chant one round, they would stop, and they would discuss for about 10-15 minutes. Again, they would chant one round. Again, they would discuss. In this way, all day, morning to evening, this seminar was for about 14 to 15 hours. Chant one round and discuss how your chanting was. And again chant and try to improve. This seminar was like that. So, very focused seminar, Japa Workshop. Now they are trying to make it a little shorter one and give it for other devotees also. So, if you are not going to pay focused attention to our spiritual life like that, how are you going to improve? Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble obeisances and to all the Vaishnavas.